Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Woke Wars 2, the Battle of Two Conferences. And this is very interesting to me because this is a good fork in the road for the direction of Reformed Evangelicalism. They could either choose to go down the pathway of Christ is King, defeating Trash World, or Reformed Con 25. And there's just such a massive juxtaposition here. And it's also very interesting because we've also talked a lot about the Antioch Declaration here on Evangelical Dark Web. I've helped expose it, and I've also helped embarrass it as well. And this conference is if the Antioch Declaration were a conference, it would be Reformed Con 25. So it has a lot of the heavy hitting characters in it: Doug Wilson, James White, Joe Boot. So we're going to dive into this conference and kind of point out the juxtaposition between the two directions in Reformed Evangelicalism. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a Patreon-like system that you can support us at. We also have a free newsletter. Do sign up for that. It gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day. There's more articles than videos or podcasts. And also, Winning Not Winsome, my book, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, available on Amazon. All this is linked in the description below. So I wanted to show you the Reformed Con 25 lineup. This is being produced by Apologia Studios and the Ezra Institute. And it has a lot of the same cast and characters that you would expect of a conference like this. It has Jeff Durbin, you know, very famous apologist when it comes to the issue of life. He's also tried to do a late night show, which we've talked about recently. And overall, very good on confrontational street preaching type of stuff. But, you know, he is in the corner of James White, who we'll get to in a second. Joe Boot, part of the Ezra Institute, not apparently kind of soft woke on this, because this is all a major battlefront of Woke Wars 2, where the people that refuse to go woke for black people are all of a sudden going woke for Jewish people, and you just replace black with Jew, and it's the same war. It's really, we're fighting the same battle over that we were supposed to be fighting a decade ago. We're now fighting again. And Joe Boot is pretty soft on that. Very hardcore theonomist. Doug Wilson, who's a post-millennial theonomistic libertarian, because he's not really a Christian nationalist. He's a post-millennial theonomic libertarian. And we've talked a lot about Doug Wilson and his sort of liberal leanings. I think Doug Wilson is a bit of a moderate, and the more people realize that, the more things will start to make sense. Like, why Doug Wilson endorsed Sam Albury's book? Or, you know, why did Doug Wilson peddle side B theology? Well, he's not as base as you would think, but when your comparison is Tim Keller and John Piper, Doug Wilson's going to look pretty base. But now that's no longer the comparison because Tim Keller is dead and John Piper has kind of been reduced in relevancy and stuff like that. Then we have James White, the guy on the internet who's a massive debate me bro, and that's not an insult at all. But he's also a cantankerous old man, and he's not good with church history. So I'm not sure what exactly he has of value to add to this, because I'm not a James White person. That guy has a massive ego and is very thin-skinned and spends all his time talking about Twitter anons and stuff like that. That's a loser mentality, in my opinion. And it's interesting that he's partnering with Doug Wilson. But, you know, again, this, they're, we see the three organizations that they're pandering to, and it's such a small niche. They're just milking their audience, and there's not really an expansion of anything new. Andrew Sandlin, who's also part of the Ezra Institute, I think he's kind of like the number two honcho there. Toby Sumter, who's a very untalented, sycophantic pastor who's under the wing of Doug Wilson's Moscow Empire. If that guy's the successor to Doug Wilson, yeah, the Moscow mood's going to collapse. But this guy was the guy who was arguing about how homophobia can be a sin and stuff like that. It was a very ridiculous article that he wrote, but nonetheless doubled down on. David Bonson, or David L. Bonson, who's, again, the cringe nepos baby of David Bonson. And then we got Virgil Walker, who I think is a mostly decent guy. I like seeing him on Jason Whitlock's Fearless. I think he's a very positive influence in that regard. However, I don't think he's like super sharp or anything like that, but that's just my opinion. But I like him best out of this lineup. I like Virgil Walker the best. But otherwise, this lineup is kind of lame. It's, you're pandering to the same audience that would find this. You're pandering to the audience of Ezra Institute, Apologia World, which is Jeff Durbin and James White, and the Moscow Mood. And then you throw a little bit of G3 in there with Virgil Walker, and you're just pandering. Now, this stands in sharp contrast to the Crisis King How to Defeat Trash World Conference, which has a very broad range. It's like everyone in the world of Christian nationalism, and then you have people like Steve Dace, who's probably the most liberal speaker there. And then you got David Reese, who's kind of the most clownish, controversial speaker there, in my opinion, because of his recent comments on the Trinity, which we wrote about at evangelicaldarkweb.org. And then, of course, Calvin Robinson, the not really Anglican, Anglo-Catholic. So that guy's also been a lightning rod of controversy lately because he was in this conference. But I really think the reason why he's a controversial figure is not because he's in this conference per se, but it's because before being announced that he was in this conference, he decided to say that Judeo-Christian was a oxymoronic term and that these two religions are incompatible. So he argued against the term Judeo-Christian alongside Joel Webbin, which is why I think they're really going after Calvin Robinson, because his views on Mary and stuff like that, his papal leanings have been the case for over a year, at least, out in the open. Most people knew this. Some are pretending to not have known this, or that there was no way they could have known this, but it was pretty widely known. But this conference is just pretty fantastic. I'll be going to this conference. It's got, you know, Stephen Wolfe, it's got John Harris, Eric Kahn, A.D. Robles, Dusty Devers, C.J. Engel, Joel Webbin's the MC, I guess, and also one of the main speakers, Aron McIntyre. Whew! That guy, I think, is doing really well. Definitely the best pickup the Blaze has had in a few years now. So this conference has a very broad range of audience and appeal, and it's the opposite of the Antioch Declaration Conference that we just discussed. And this conference is more geared towards the layman, and the other conference is more geared towards the clergy. So it just kind of shows, like, which direction do we want to go in as far as Reformed evangelicalism is concerned? Do we want to, you know, and even the colors are different, like bold colors or faded and muted black and white images. Like, the contrast is so severe, even in the marketing of this. And the month is, they're also both in April. So there's just a massive contrast going on between the directions of these conferences. And this is Woke Wars 2, the battle of two conferences. Which conference will have a bigger impact? I think that the Crisis King will be the most significant evangelical conference this year. I think last year might have been the New Christendom Press Conference, which that garnered a lot of attention, that conference. And a lot of the other conferences like Fight Laugh Feast and some of these other, you know, G3, I don't think got nearly as much attention. They're fading in their relevancy. But I think G3 will at least survive because they have a large not online audience. And then, like, and of course, we also talked about the evil conference that is the Exiles in Babylon conference. It's the Preston Sprinkle conference. Hopefully, I'll have more to say on Preston Sprinkle later this week. But it goes to show that, you know, Trump being president, I've kind of said this before, that when Barack Obama was president, so 2009 to 2017, wokeness took over the church. And when Donald Trump was president, we were busy fighting the wokeness, uncovering the wokeness in the church. And when Joe Biden was the figurehead president of this country, we realized that our generals in this fight sucked. And that's the sad reality. Like, our leaders were inept. And that's why we were, it was up to us, you know, the people in the both of these conferences, to fight wokeness in the church when it was regarding race. But a lot of these people would also go, were willing to go woke for a certain demographic that is pagan. So that's what we uncovered with the Biden administration. So it's going to be interesting to see what Trump 2.0 is going to do to the church. Is it going to be these emerging generals take over and they're now the thought leaders in evangelicalism or Reformed evangelicalism? I'm going to be interested to find out. But I do think the Crisis King, How to Defeat Trash World Conference is going to be talked about. It is going to make an impact. And the other conference is not, because they're not trying to. I think the ReformedCon 25, they're trying to milk their audience. That's what they're doing there. Rebuilding with hope and purpose. But rebuilding to what end? What are their actual solutions? Whereas defeating Trash World, they're going to offer some actual solutions. I have way more confidence in that. For instance, Andrew Isker, who I haven't name dropped yet, wrote an entire book on it. Joel Webbin also wrote a book that's related to this. John Harris, I think, has written a book on this or is in the process of writing a book on this. And Oran McIntyre is an incredible thought leader. We got some newer thinkers with ideas that I think are really helpful for these times. So those are my thoughts. Let me know what you think about what I think about, you know, this Woke Wars 2 and all the stuff going on. What do you think about my prediction about this conference being a major impact and possibly Trump 2.0 being the administration where real evangelical leaders who have a fight in them take over in some capacity in evangelicalism? I'd love to see that happen. So that's all I got to say for that. For now, my name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day, stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.